What's your name?
First name. Firefighter, reserve firefighter EMT.
And what's your date of birth? And a cell phone. Okay, just tell me briefly, from the time you got the call till the time you guys cleared the call.
Okay.
I mean, just quick.
Real brief.
Not a whole lot of detail.
Sure. Got the call, arrived on scene on the Quint, parked off of Blaine. I don't remember the cross street. Basically stood outside of the scene until they wheeled him out on the gurney. First patient contact was in the back of the ambulance, and then essentially just rode in with the patient and two other people to the hospital.
Who else rode in there with you? Okay. Was there a deputy in there?
Oh, that's correct. Hernandez, maybe?
Okay.
I didn't get the deputy's name. But yes, sir, there was a deputy.
Yeah. Okay. Was there anything unusual about the scene? Anything that you saw?
No. Not as far as I can tell. No.
Okay. So you never entered the area that was taped off?
We entered the initial perimeter, but not down the alley, which there's a second tape. So I entered through the first one, which blocked off on the corner of Blaine. And then, again, I don't remember the
A
Street. I entered through that one, but didn't go past
Okay, and did you see a lot of bystanders? Was there a lot of people standing around?
Sure. I mean, a lot. I couldn't guess a number, maybe 10, 20.
Okay.
Throughout the various...
But nothing unusual, nothing struck you as being odd about that scene?
No, sir.
How long have you been doing this?
Here at Fillmore, 2.5 years. And then I worked at various ambulance companies in LA and other places for 6 years now.
Okay. Alright, so you never went down the alley?
No, sir.
Okay. What was his condition when you got in the ambulance with him?
Severe head trauma, agonal breathing. He did have a heart rate the entire time, but his tachycardic is unresponsive pretty much the whole way. So no changes from when we left till arriving at the hospital.
Okay. All right. That's all I got.
All right. Thanks.